Chris, do you have any level of concern after a game like this with so few left in the season?
I think we'd want it back. I think we want it better for our goalie, that's for sure, playing against his former team. We were a little flat, obviously. We didn't generate enough shots. They're a team that works hard. They know what they're working for to, you know, get better and maybe playing for contracts. We have to match their intensity, and we just didn't execute as well as we needed to against some of their pressure.
They took away a lot of space. That kind of surprised you a little bit? There wasn't a whole lot of room out there.
They checked hard. Their D gapped up. Their forwards are fast. A team that plays like that, you're surprised that they're maybe that low on the standings. But we needed a better effort. So obviously, we're missing one of our top guys, and maybe that took a little of our edge off. But we need to get better as a team. And yeah, we use every single game. Obviously, we want that one back for our goaltender. But I think we just got to push forward and look to the next game.
I know getting better defensively has been something you guys have been kind of working on. Are you seeing signs of that coming again?
I think you look at PK, we can still get room better. Better defense is hanging on to the puck in the offensive zone and generating shots and not letting them come down the ice with the energy. When we're one and done and they can come up the ice with speed and play in our end for 20 seconds, that's makes it tough on our defensive play. So if we can go in there and play 20 seconds in the offensive zone, and then they're going to change as they're coming up the ice, that's kind of the way you want to execute a game plan. You're never going to score every single shift. We're not going to make a play every single time, and we got to get better at putting pucks into areas where we can arrive at the right time and generate that system game that we need to and roll 3-4 lines.
You get a lot of your fans concerned about your level of play right now with only six to go. You know, anything you can say to them to say, hey, we're okay?
I take it one game at a time. I mean, we're a team that's won 51 games for a reason. We go out there and we can play the right style. We just have to bring our execution level up, obviously. Our motivation to go out there every single night and getting better is something we have to get better at. If it's practice or a game, we're going to try and do that. Looking forward to the playoffs.
How do you keep frustration out of the room? That's a human nature thing after a frustrating loss, especially.
Once the frustration creeps in, you can feel it, go across everybody. I think you take a deep breath, you turn the page, and you try to go out and enjoy the next day of practice and get better. Look at your mistakes that you did wrong. It's not finger pointing, it's going out there and trying to learn from every single day. And if it's something we have to get shown on tape and go out and work on it tomorrow at practice, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be professional and come every single day and try to get better. Sometimes you need a little kick like this to maybe spark something. So hopefully it'll turn around for our next game.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Great, thanks, guys.